It seems like we're talking about the Word, Jesus the Word. Give us a little, not one particular sin, but really a foundation that we either go by or not go by. It becomes an excuse for all kinds of sins. So they say, I believe in God and Jesus, but the Bible has books that are missing. Many people have heard this. Complaints about Scripture being translated over and over again, a game of telephone, etc. But let's investigate from the perspective of the character of God and the person of Jesus. The Word. In the beginning was the Word, and the Word was God, and the Word was with God. All right, Jesus is God. And now he's added to himself humanity, being born of a virgin, fully God and fully man. Well, what other thing in the context of our faith matches this description, being fully God and fully man? The Scripture. The Word of God penned by faithful men under the inspiration of the Holy Spirit. I could go on about the meticulous nature of Jewish scribes and the fact that we have more biblical scriptural manuscripts from the original time of writing, more of them than any other text in history. How they survived Diocletian's campaign to censor and burn the texts, Rome's attempts to censor being thwarted by a man named Luther, and how if the Ottomans had not sacked Constantinople and let the Orthodox scribes leave with the scriptures, what text would Luther have for Gutenberg to print and when he did the first mass printed pages of scripture? So on and so forth. The real question is the corruption of man that causes him to censor God's word or insert other texts or words or meaning greater than all-powerful God to preserve his word for man through time until his return by again trusting it to faithful men under guidance of the Spirit to faithfully render modern translations that we can trust? That's not to say all translations are trustworthy. It's actually not hard to search for those publishers and the origins of them and to know what to avoid. In the end, trust God, not man. Pray and have faith. Do what Jesus did when he resisted the devil with Scripture, and the evil one will flee. And you may also do well in times of temptation.